Quiz time. From the Pharisees to Jesus. What commandment of the law is the greatest? Jesus answered the question by giving them what they already knew but weren't expecting. Jesus responded with the perfect answer. In today's Bible reading, it's from Matthew 22, 34 to 46. Jesus responded to the question by going outside the expected 10. He recited the scriptures first from the great Shema from Deuteronomy 4, 4 to 9. You know, the affirmation of faith that begins with "Hear, O Israel," phrases that the parents are supposed to repeat and teach their children and put on their doorposts. Listen to the context of the words Jesus used from the words of Moses from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 9. "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that I may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Keep these words that I'm commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk with them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down, when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts of your house and your gate." This commandment to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, is part of the DNA of Israel. The Pharisees knew it. The Sadducees knew it. They had been reciting it to their children. It is what they were supposed to meditate on and what they went to bed with and when they woke up. It was written on their doorpost. It was painted on their foreheads. Painted on their foreheads. This commandment was not only known, it was woven through every part of their lives. Jesus' answer to the question was masterful and unchallengeable. But Jesus wasn't done. Sure, he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." But then he went to another equally as familiar commandment from Scripture. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This one comes from Leviticus. Not only would it be familiar to all listening, it was filled with an underlying meaning. Love, not romantic love, but unconditional love. A love that is rooted in justice, compassion, and respect. Listen to the context of the words Jesus used again from Moses. Leviticus 19, 9 to 18. "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. And you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor. You shall not steal. You shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear the Lord your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any one of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Jesus gave the church leaders, the temple leaders, but you know, these amazing answers with plain talk. The two commandments were enough. Everything else hinged and hinges on them. Of course, the question, "Who is my neighbor?" comes to mind with the second one. And Jesus addressed that another time, with the answer being just as simple. Everyone is your neighbor. I know I'm not talking about anything new, but especially in these times, in pandemic times, in election times, these are important. They're always important. Everything hinged and hinges on these two. Sometimes, though, the thing about everyone is your neighbor is not too easy to swallow because it includes, well, everyone, our next door neighbor, the teacher we never liked, our family members, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgendered people, every person at school, every person in the Zoom of your school, college professors, people at work that really get on your nerves, all the political candidates, your mortgage holder, that person who won't wear a mask, rich people, poor people, people with disabilities, people with mental health issues, Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, conservatives, progressives, lobbyists, soldiers, militia, terrorists, everyone. It's not an easy thing to grab, to internalize, or to do, but God means everyone. And then one more thing. I wasn't making a mistake when I read the words from Jesus from Matthew and the words of Moses from Deuteronomy. There's a little difference. Did you catch it there? Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." Moses, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might." Mind. Another way to represent heart, our core. Might represents strength, but also carries with it the idea of loving God with our wealth, with our stuff. These two, the most important ones, the ones that inform everything else. Love God completely. Love everyone completely. Let's live those commandments as a people of love and compassion. Amen.